to the hackers and the crackers. I see in binary, I speak source code. Step on my toes, I'll post a million JPEGs of you in a fag pose. In your digital stance, hitting firewalled hoe. Cause I'm riding the net in my 6-4. I was a dick with my 56. Now with my cable, I'm able to get that stable. On the out, my name is Ace and I'm a Leo. On the digital highway, my name is Neo and I'm a hero. In a flash, I'll school you on burning Dreamcast. You need some ISOs? Let me through my hard drive rifle. Our exchange you could never stifle. In a digital hug, you just caught the love bug. I bootlegged your CD. I caused the fight between Un and Jay-Z. To CG, it's all gonna be free. Whether we take it by force or we take it nicely. You feel that rattle in your bones? When I tell you we just hacked Dow Jones? And NASDAQ leaves you flat on your back? Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack. Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack. This is dedicated to the hackers and the crackers. Serial code, source code, ISOs, RAM, SIP, SIP. This is dedicated to the hackers and the crackers.
Hey there, this is Black Ratchet. This is June 27th of Binary Revolution Radio, episode 154. Wow, that's a lot. People have been busy since I've been gone. It's just me tonight, but don't worry, you don't have to listen to me for like an hour and a half. Stank Dog had to take the evening off. He was called away on his high-powered business. I think he had to assassinate some foreign government leader or something. And I've told you too much so far. I got to take my cyanide pill. But it's something simple tonight. I guess you could even call it a special. For those of you who aren't paying attention, don't hang out on the BinRev forums with the freaks and geeks, there was a recent major event, and there's a small town in Minnesota called Wawena. And I think it has a population of, albeit about 200 people in it, but if you're a phone freak, it's a bit special, because it was one of the last place, as far as we know, in the lower 48 states that had an analog trunk going into it. Now, for those of you who don't know what an analog trunk is, basically it's something that's controlled by tones. Say 2600 hertz. And I think most of you should know what that is, but for the two of you that don't, that means you can blue box off of it. Sadly, recently, they decided to, technically, they didn't really decide to. One of the bays of equipment decided to fail, because it's about 40 to 50 years old. And they had to retire the trunk. However, the people up there were rather cool and decided to put up a message board for people to leave their farewell messages and chit-chat and talk. So I'm just decided to take the easy way out, and since Kyle L. decided not to show up to record the episode I originally had planned, I've definitely decided to take the easy way out and just post some interesting messages on there. There's freaks, there's folks, there's regular people, there's telephone collectors and website masters, and there's a couple of historical figures on there. So it's something that's a little bit interesting, and you'd enjoy to hear what the phone sounded like about 30 years ago. So it's a simple episode. Just sit back and enjoy. I will forewarn you, I did try to sanitize it a little bit, because there's people out there saying, hey, this is so-and-so from such-and-such in the, eastern Indiana, and here's my phone number. And I don't think they really wanted to be associated with a show like this. So I've sanitized it for your protection and their protection as well. But I kept it mostly intact. For example, you'll hear some regular people on there, but people you are familiar with. So sit back, enjoy, listen, and whatever. Pop up a beer if you're over 21.
Test. This is a test.
The end of an era.
Hello, this is Irving calling from the Netherlands. Goodbye.
I used to be pretty good at just doing this.
This is a test of the final message.
this is and I'm going to try to whistle off this thing with a straw from one of those 32-ounce insulated soft drink cups. Here we go. Must not be quite 2600. Okay, let's try this again.
Hello, this is from Casco, Michigan, between Detroit and Port Huron. Wishing you, Bob and Shane, good luck and a last call. Take care. It's great to hear this. Bye-bye.
From California, saying goodbye and two.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello, this is in Louisville, Kentucky, and I'm going to try to squeak this thing off. And if I don't succeed or if you think this message is too ridiculous, please feel free to delete it.
Brief comparison of the N2 terminals with the N1 predecessor. The N2 terminal could have 96 channels in a 11-foot 6-inch bay, whereas opposed to the N1 was only 36 channels. The power per channel end was 28.8 watts on the N1 versus 4.8 in the N2. Channel frequency response in the N1 was 220 to 3040 at 3 dB down, whereas the N2 was 200 to 3400 hertz. Net loss stability was 4-to-1 improvement on the N1 with the N2. Commander tracking error was 1.4 dB, worst case, in the N1, as opposed to 0.07 in the N2. Peak overload factor in the N1 was plus 5 dB, whereas it improved to plus 10 in the N2. Yes, this is from Cleveland, Ohio. The information I provided comparing the N1 and the N2 terminals earlier was provided from the History of the Engineering and Science of the Bell System, Transmission Technology, 1925 to 1975. I did want to point out as well that the N2 was a fully redesigned solid-state replacement for the N1. The N1A repeater was also a solid-state design that was rushed out to replace the N1, although it was not a very creative use of the solid-state technology. N2, however, was fully designed as a solid-state circuit. Goodbye and good luck.
Good afternoon. The Bell Telephone Company brings you the correct time, 2:05 and 30 seconds. This is a recording.
Hello, this is Mark Bernay calling from San Francisco, California. I normally make calls using voice over IP, but I'm making this one over a real SBC phone line because it'll probably make the whistling that I'll do later work more effectively. If you'd like to learn more about these types of carrier systems and the old telephone network where this kind of stuff was very common, please go to my website that I run with Evan Dorbell, www.phonetrips.com. www.phonetrips.com. And now I'm going to whistle this off with a real honest-to-God Cap'n Crunch whistle from the old cereal boxes. Good. But that didn't work, did it?
Well, I whistled off the time, so let me see if I can whistle you off. Thank you. No such luck, I guess. I wish I had my whistle.
Hi, this is calling from Wakefield, Mass. I'm part of the Telephone Museum in Ellsworth, and I guess I have to record a message on this circuit one last time. If I get a chance and it hasn't been taken down too soon, I'll have to get my 2600 dial pulse test set, see if I can dial into some different final stations on the station end of the switch with 2600 pulsing, but probably won't be able to get it out before this is taken down. Take care.
This is Bob Bernay. Goodbye.
Hi, this is Millington, Michigan. Wanted to call on this last N2 system. I started my career back in the late 1970s. We had Lynch version of N2, which is a B410, which was direct connected to a end-to-end compatible with Western N2, which they had on their end, the Bell end of it. Also had some ON2, which was a tube-type carrier. So, anyway, good luck. And this is, I didn't realize it was any of this stuff still in use. That's fascinating. Bye.
Hi there. This is from Telephone World, www.dmine.com/phworld. I was just calling here to check out the system for one of the last final times before the N2 goes away. If Shane listens to this, hopefully things go well with the transfer over to the Team Ones. I'll talk to you all sometime later. Bye.
Hi, Bob and everyone else. This is Charlie from the East Coast. I don't know how many digits that switch is looking for coming in, whether it's DP or what, but I couldn't get anything but reorder tone out of it, and my TTS-59B is tired. That's what happens when something sits around for 25 or 30 years. All the capacitors die in it. Good luck, and sorry to see this go. Kind of a sad, historic day. Take care.
Louisville, Kentucky, here to whistle this thing off with a Packet 8 line and see how the whistle and how the 2600 I'm about to send down the line gets transmitted. I'll probably just get a little bitty cheap. But Packet 8 lets you talk to an on-hook connection, whereas AT&T will not let you talk to an on-hook connection. So I'm sure as soon as this thing went on-hook, AT&T would cut me off immediately, so that I couldn't talk anymore, even if I wanted to. Anyway, this 2600 is being generated by what was once a touch tone dialer program for the Linux operating system, which dials touch tones through your sound card. I modify it to be an MF dialer and also put in a 2600 hertz tone as one of the things you could dial with it. So this is going to be coming out of my sound card and going into the microphone, the mouthpiece of my telephone, and
Southern Bell territory, and I'm on a Barry 314-8. Let's try 2600 in front of that.
Yeah, this is Captain Crunch here, and I wish I could blow 2600, but I haven't got any more teeth. Farewell to the N2 carrier system, last in the country. Oh, man, I wish I'd go with you. It's been a great, great time, I have to admit, Mr. N2 carrier system. We've all had fun playing with you. Bye-bye. Captain Crunch, over and out.
Wow, this is pretty historic. This is Charlie again from the Boston area. I think it's Jason. I got to thank you for letting me know that that thing you think is looking for MF in terms of the addressing digits rather than SF. Of course, a lot of you probably know that on a lot of old switches that used SF signaling, step offices and whatever, they just used dial pulsed SF, which was turned back into E and Emily pulses at the switch. So I thought this might have been doing that. I tried a few MF digits, and I only got reorder from that, too. And, Jason, you can fool the AT&T side to let you talk to or listen to reorder coming from an on-hook. Just make sure that your 2600 is on there as you place the call so it never goes off-hook. It won't mind seeing the wink from the other end when you unapply and apply the 2600. But if it goes fully off-hook, like answering the recording, can tip the off-hook timer, so to speak. It's a software timer today. That's when you get into a problem. That prevents a certain method of toll fraud that a lot of people used to use a long time ago. Anyway, take care, and it's pretty neat to listen to all these chirps, and I have to say all these crazy people who have to listen to this thing. Maybe someone can tell me. I'm pretty sure that N2 does not have 2600 cycle signaling built into it. If it was like N1, it had 3700 cycling built into it. No one ever used it. It wasn't very good. So everybody always applies separate 2600 signaling equipment. And I suspect this is Westcom or Tellab. Tellab's 2600 signaling equipment on this circuit. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Charlie from the East Coast again. Just can't leave this thing alone. I just have to say to Bob, and I don't know Shane, but this is one beautiful-sounding carrier system. Boy, has it been well-maintained, and levels are really good. It is clean and nice and truly toll-grade. I forgot how good that stuff could sound when it was really working right, and this one is. Take care.
Two tones. One of them them is about as close to 2,600 hertz as you would care to make. I don't know who designed the whistle, but they must have had some ulterior motives. The last time I tried this, both blowing with both tones will knock it off. So I will do so, and wish everybody good luck. And, well, I guess the T1 always has good luck because they've been around for a while, too, now. So anyway, so long and farewell.
This is Charlie from the East again, Boston area. I just wanted you to know it takes 7 digits of MS. No ST, no KT. That's what the end office needs. That's all.
Okay.
Hi, this is from Denver, Colorado. In the 1970s, I did a fair amount of playing with the telephone network and eventually was lucky enough to get a job with the telephone company that serves this region and have just recently retired. N2 was a type of carrier we had around the New York area, an awful lot, and I certainly used it to great advantage. It's amazing the routes that we were able to construct from the local network in the New York region, and it was a great deal of fun. And as far as we know, so this is the last SF link, as far as we know. It's we're lucky that the Redcom doesn't support signaling system 7, because it would have been kind of not a whole lot of fun to have a nice analog carrier link with no way of signaling. So I thought I would leave this message on what sounds to me like an asterisk system. We'll find out in a second, I suppose. And have a good day.
Hello, party. This is Al Bernay from Los Angeles. I just found out about this carrier disappearing, and I'm almost in tears. So it's very traditional back in my time. And 1989 is the last I heard of an N1 carrier for Catalina Island. You could whistle off the last 4 digits, but not the prefix. Then you could redial the last 4 digits by whistling. Then I think they went to N2 for a few weeks, and then that was it. So I am in mourning. Goodbye.
Well, hello. This is Joy Bubbles in Minneapolis. Joy Bubbles is all one word. And, I was whistling back in 1954 and 55 when I call Mommy Collect, and I'd say, I'll whistle you goodnight. And I'd go, and it would go clunk, clunk, you know, and the operator would come in, are you through? Are you through? Of course, it was operator only back then. And you'd say, that doesn't sound at all like 2600. Well, it isn't. It's 1600. But I think I can still whistle 26. I'll try that in a minute. But I'm looking for some information, speaking of tones. If you know the frequency that was used in telephone calls from trains over VHF radio, it was a single frequency, long tone to get dial tone, kind of a second, then pulse for dial pulse, rotary dial, and then another long tone when they were ready to hang up. It was between about 22 and 2400. If some railroad buff can find that, it was used on VHF all over the country, I think, like 160 or 161 megahertz megacycles back then. You could reach me at Iowa, 641-985-5999, and what else but extension 2600? Would I have any other extension? Oh, that's right. I almost forgot. There is another 2600 N1 or N2 carrier link. In Alaska, of all places, 907-295-2600 is a non-working number. 8888 is one of those where you get the answering machine and it tells what the temperature is and the electricity is on, and then you have, I think, 10 seconds or so to monitor the room, something like that. And that's 297 295. Not living good, but living good. LIVENGOOD. Can I still remember how to whistle 26 like I used to? Let's see. My lips are dry.
Hey there, this is in Palo Alto, California, and I just wanted to call and say thanks for putting up this wonderful system. It's a lovely bit of history. I'm actually working on a book and a website on the history of phone phreaking, and if anyone has any stories or anything they'd like to contribute, please give me a call. You can reach me at or send email to. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Well, this is Joy Bubbles in Minneapolis. In case you want to monitor the NASA feeds and the air-to-ground and stuff, they have a bunch of lines, 321-867-1220. And let me just see how it sounds when I do some old dial pulsing. I used to whistle dial pulse. That's what got me the name as the Whistler anyway, except in Fort Myers, Florida. I could go over there and stay at a motel, and they didn't ticket on area codes plus 555, and I could actually just flash and get the wink because the NX1 crossbar then had kind of DC flash through, so I could flash and get a wink, and instead of whistling, I could dial on dial pulse, and the dial pulses would go right through non-ticketing. Boy, was that ever a long-distance haven back in 1970. Well, anyway, it's changed since then. Their NX1 that they have now just doesn't sound the same. DMS-100? Oh, really? Anyway, let me do some dial pulsing here. There, cut it right off. Let me do some short pulses and see what happens. Do it a little longer. I can tell frequencies by ear between about 1 and 2% on the number of hertz, so I wish I could go back and delete my own messages. So I won't take up so many. I'm going to do one more anyway. I just want to do some short and longer pulses. It doesn't take a long one to whistle it off, but it's just about 300 milliseconds, I guess. Pretty quick SF unit. Some of the older ones were like 750 milliseconds years ago, back in the 50s and stuff. Well, 1600 had a worse talk-off problem anyway than 2600. But anyway, let me get my lips ready here. If I do it short, that was probably about 100, 150 milliseconds. Yeah, and I could skip through the messages with the pound sign, which is convenient, since I've heard the previous ones. I'm going to go just a little bit low.
Hello, this is Joe from Boston. I'm going to see if I can whistle this off. It may not work. I hope it works. I don't know. Oh, it didn't work. I wonder why. Huh. That is interesting. Let me try it again.
This is Russ. Just paying my last respects. Goodbye.
Good afternoon. Good morning, folks. This is Joe from Boston, Tuesday, May 30th, 2007. 919. I used to use my voice like Joy Bubbles did, and I got caught with a phone company. I would like some help in getting a few of those Captain Crunch whistles so I could have one. My email is you could send me an email. And I'd like to get that whistle. I'm going to try whistling this off here because this is not illegal. This is just a test. Hello, this is Joe from Boston again. I whistled it off. It worked right. It's Tuesday, May 30th, 9:26 a.m. 9:21 a.m., sorry. If anybody wishes to reach me, my phone number is... I was in doing this like Joy Bubbles and Bill Acker in the 60s. I mean, the 80s. I got caught, though. I used a tape recorder with the MF tones, and I would go to pay phones and do it. So I'd like to get one of those boxes, just relic, just to keep. And if anyone could help me, I'd appreciate it. But this is the last of the Mohicans. It's too bad they don't leave this stuff around. I'd like to get... Well, there used to be a device you can buy. You can hear everything. A little telephone device, like a telephone, like a box with this type of equipment set up. You can hear the tones, and you could whistle them off. So I'm going to give one more whistle. And my phone number is... I'm a friend of Joy Bubbles. This is the last of the Mohicans. So if anybody can be of some help with an extra whistle or two, I would appreciate it. Oh, this is... And it worked. And I wanted to say thanks to the people for putting this up. I just wish they would leave it around. But I did the whistle, and it does work, and it's legal. We're not breaking no law. This is just put up as a test. You leave a message, and you could hear it on the other end. So thanks a bunch. Remember, bye-bye.
Yeah, so I'm going to see if this times out if I stop talking. But the time number, you can get an on-hook supervision time on 488-8463, which spells time, and then 488-8464 will be the time that goes off-hook, and you can hear the hang-up. Well, now I'm going to dial my mailbox in Brisbane, Australia, where I whistled with my lips into it, and play the greeting that has the 2600 on it and see if we can whistle off from Australia. There we go. Let me... It'll ring Australian ring a few times, I think, before it goes into the voicemail. We'll just whistle off from Australia. I guess no reason why not, but... Hi there, this is Joy Bubbles. I'm a blind person. Whoops, it didn't take the... Whoops, I dialed the wrong one. That's what happened. There, now I got the right Australia box. That's what happens when you have too many mailboxes. This one will be the one. I had the other one on speed calling.
Kind of a noob, but wishing everybody a good day. I don't know, man. Whatever, dude. Yeah. All right, late.
I couldn't get...
Hey, listen, this is Silence out of Massachusetts. I'm actually kind of new school. I actually wanted to start a radio show, and, you know, just go over this stuff again. You know, I've got old recordings of things and stuff. I just, you know, want to learn more about different things. I want to talk to people like Joy Bubbles, this Joe from Massachusetts, this guy from Lynn, and et cetera. I want to learn more. I want to have some people on the show and, you know, do a few things once I get things set up. If anybody's interested in, you know, sharing the knowledge, give me a call at area code 248-724-0111. And leave a message. That's my voicemail. I check it every 4 to 6 hours, even sooner than that, usually. Have a good day. Bye.
Hi, this is Josh from Pittsburgh. I hope everything goes well with the transfer from N2 to T1. And thanks a lot for setting this up.
Yeah, this is Joy Bubbles. If you're interested in hearing documentaries about the history of the Bell system, there's an 8-part documentary called Hell's Bells that I put up on 8 consecutive voicemail numbers. The access is 641-297-4900, and then 7811 through 7818 are the 8 parts. They're about a half hour each, done from California, although I got them through Australia. But anyway, they're on there, 7811 through 7818 on the 641-297-4900.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hi, this is Dana calling from Griffin, Georgia. Thought I'd come in and see how this thing works, and sad to hear the system is being changed. That hang-up sound, that bleep sound, has been around for a long time, and hate to see it go away. So thought I'd leave a message on here, too. Everyone take care. This is Dana in Griffin, Georgia.
Unless they've already changed it over, I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not hearing anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Before, I would, you know, you'd hear clicks, and you'd hear a little whistle, you know, a little tweet or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'll try it anyway, but if not, you can, if you dial into the other thing, let me release that.
Okay.
Hi, this is East Palatka, Florida, saying goodbye to the last of the N. Started my career in 63 in Florida, working on N Carrier, North CX, and other older equipment. Through the years, we went from Lynch and Western N to Panhandle to Linkert LN, eventually Linkert 47A. Wrapped my career up at Nortel, working on VOIP. In the middle, I had the pleasure of ordering the first DMS-10, Fort White, Florida, which went into service in October of 1977. So we have the old N saying goodbye to the DMS-10 on the other end. Bob and Shane, look forward to seeing you one of these days. I'm going to get up there. Adios, and I'm going to try to whistle, too. Oh, this is awful.
Silence here. Leaving a message to say goodbye to this N2 carrier. Anybody can reach me at 248-724-0111. Bye.
This is in Dalton, Georgia, on a 2500 lookalike set. Just saying that this is a very interesting setup here, and sorry to see the N2 carrier go. I guess there's one still left in Alaska, but this will be it, I guess, in the lower 48. Take care.
This is from Huntsville, Alabama. I have no idea what this is about. Somebody gave me this number and the 07 number. I'm not a phone person. I don't know what it's about, but it sure is different.
Yo, what's up? This is Lucky225, and I'm going to try and whistle this carrier off with this Captain Crunch whistle.
Hi, this is from San Francisco, California. And since no one's time stamping, I'll tell you that it's 6:49 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time on June 3rd, 2006. Goodbye, N2. I'm not going to try to whistle this system off, but I will tell you a quick story about the late 70s when I was working for Compath, the largest interconnect company in California. One of my clients was Charles Schwab and Company, back when they were headquartered in San Francisco. And down in our switch room, we had a speaker and a patch bay, and we would often listen to trunk traffic waiting for trunks to clear while we were doing testing. And one day I'm sitting there talking to my counterpart in New York, working on a tie line that used 2600 single frequency signaling, and calls going on the speaker, and we're not really paying much attention. My colleague and I are just talking about what we were going to do. And suddenly, the parties on that line hung up, and 2600 came blasting out of the speaker and cut off my phone call to New York by getting into the transmitter of the switch room phone. I later found out that one manufacturer, and I believe it was Ronwell, on their Confidencer line, actually made a 2600 filter that would go in switch room phones to prevent that. So I thought that was kind of a fun thing. And it was also kind of fun listening to all the other messages on this line and hearing a little bleep of SF at the end of each one. That's something that I never even realized that I missed. But you could always tell when a call disconnected from hearing that. And you can't tell anymore. Sometimes you're talking to silence and you think you're still connected. So I'm going to drop supervision from this end the conventional way by cradling the handset. And thank you for the opportunity to go on record.
Hey, what's up? This is Lucky 225. I'm calling from a Vonage line, which apparently is not using AT&T as its long-distance carrier because I did not actually dial 218-488-1306. I dialed 218-488-8463, which stated previously on this message board the time number is on hook. There's no supervision on that phone number. And I was able to whistle off the time, and I MF'd 488-1306 to get to this, and I'm now recording this message on a blue boxed call. What's kind of interesting is after you blue box, there actually is answer supervision. So had I placed this call from a landline or something, it would actually show that I dialed 218-488-8463 on the phone bill when I'm actually talking on this phone number. I actually got a bill from MCI showing me dialing 218-488-1337 when I'd whistled off the we're sorry message and called the time number back when it supervised, or maybe I called 8464, I'm not sure. Anyways, going to use my Captain Crunch whistle to whistle this off, and, late.
Well, this is Joy Bubbles at 641-297-4900 and extension 8555 is my personal box on the voicemail. Anyway, to Keith, since you ordered the Fort White, I guess I might as well contribute my little piece of history on that Fort White DMS-10. I'm a blind person and love to listen to things, and I tended to like to be on the first night that things cut over, you know, like I was on with the first TSPS in Morristown, New Jersey, dialing in from Florida to listen to that in 1969, and the first 1A in Chicago in 76, well, the first 4E, 4ESS super switcher, I dialed into that in early 76, before it was cut over. Test board plugged me into the trunk so I could hear it and stuff before it even cut to Chicago 7. And those kind of things. Let's see, there was something else I was going to mention before Fort White. But, oh, yeah, cellular in Chicago, the field trial on the 820 exchange. It was a non-commercial trial, and I noticed that one of the trunks in there was going a steady off hook, and I told them, and they said, you know, we'd been having billing problems, and we thought the cellular somehow system was somehow erroneously billing, and I said, no, it's just a 1A266 trunk or something coming from the 4A to the ESS that you know, needs to have that circuit pack changed. It gets off hook immediately and will never go on hook no matter what you do. Well, anyway, about Fort White, being that that was the first DMS-10 I was up on it that night, and one of the things I noticed is that it flashed on busy. And so I called up, and Oh, and another thing I noticed is on the AIS, which I think Bell went to Bell's AIS, as I remember, but anyway, that was a long time ago. But anyway, when the AIS goes on hook, and then it waits, you know, if you wait, an operator will come on to help you, but it goes on hook in between, and the DMS-10 would release it. So anyway, I called up, and darn if they didn't fix them for me right away. They said they're busy. They just set from flash yes to flash no. And then on the AIS, they made it joint control instead of called party control on the DMS-10. So that was a night that I remembered. And luckily I did, because the first DMS-10 in the Bell system, from what's now Nortel, was the 362 exchange in Oakdale, Pennsylvania, as I remembered. And so I was up that night, as I usually am for cuts, still am. And I called in, and they had the same problems, and I reported, and I said, now, and down in Fort White, I reported, and this is what they did. So the foreman said, who is he? Well, he's a customer. Well, don't tell him anything. Well, he's not asking us to tell him anything. He's telling us. And he told me what to fix. So they interviewed me in a little cutover magazine or something. The PR people talked to me because I was calling up about 3 in the morning the first night that DMS-10 cut. So through Fort White, I learned how to do Oakdale, you know, and since they had the same problems that I found, because at that time, if a busy flashed, after about the fourth flash, it did a answer on the old CCIS system, and it would charge, or even on three-way on one ESS, that had immediate charge, so those chargeable busies could make a one-minute charge. So, yeah, there's my memory of the old DMS-10. And this is Joy Bubbles with one more quicker story. It'll be 5 years this June 30th since our DMS cut. We were the last one in the whole 14-state quest. Well, they have a plaque saying that. But actually, it turned out, through an unforeseen circumstance, we weren't really the last one, because in Lewiston and Clarkstown, I think it is, Washington, bordering places, they had the a 1A that was supposed to be sold to Citizens in a big deal, and they reviewed the contract and ended up it didn't sell. So they actually had that 1A that was supposed to be sold after the one here cut. So it wasn't really the last, but we can still call it the last because it's pretty close. Anyway, when it cut, I was up for 5 days, 18 hours a day. Well, the first day, 24 hours. And I did over 10,000 tests in the switch and called Quest and reported. It was just a very few troubles. It was a very, very good cut. And since then, I've had the best telephone service I've ever had. And I made up a slogan that night of the DMS saying, I'm impressed with Quest. So I don't know what I'm going to do for its anniversary on June 30th. I'm sure I'll be up doing something, but it's 5 years of excellent service. So it was worth spending the money for Quest to get over to a DMS 100 from the 1A. I've had a whole lot less trouble since they did that, and much more delightful service. I'm impressed with Quest.
It's a phone world after all. It's a phone world after all. It's a phone world after all. It's a phone world. It's a world of numbers, a world of phones. It's a place we play when we're all alone. Every phone company drives all the days of our lives. It's a phone world after all. You can always get one more fill, more box, if you want to stand on your own soapbox. If you have lots to say and there's no other way, it's a phone world after all. 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 It's it's a phone world. Oh, we had graffiti and e-voice too. When they went away, oh, we felt so blue. But for us who are blind, there's more numbers to find. It's a phone world after all. Oh, we love those numbers and area codes, and we quick repeat what we've just been told. Until long distance ends, we don't need real friends. It's a phone world after all. 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 It's a phone world.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville, Alabama, and we're going to try this with a piano. Here comes 7th octave E.
Yo, what up, it's Silent here. I'm going to try to whistle off here electronically. Again, I'm going to experiment and try to whistle off electronically. Here we go.
I'm really going to miss this kind of stuff. Oh, well.
All good things must come to an end.
Hello, this is Telco Bob from North Carolina saying goodbye.
Hi, this is El Jefe of the Payphone Directory, and I'm just calling to wish to say goodbye to this wonderful old phone system that you have there in Minnesota. I'm going to miss it. And I'm going to whistle the call off now. Bye-bye. This is El Jefe again. I am pleasantly surprised that there is still a system like this out there, because about 4 years ago, I stumbled upon a phone exchange in Idaho that still used 2600 trunks. But it totally caught me by surprise. So I didn't get the chance to make a recording of it, because when I went back this year, they'd upgraded to T1. So, once again, oh, well. I'm just wishing goodbye to the wonderful phone systems of the past, and I'm going to hang up normally this time. Goodbye.
This is New Bell here from in the 320. Just a little ways south of you guys there up in the 218. I found out about this old N2 system going to be cut over. Heard about it from Lucky 225 and up on the NSAT&T radio show there, and was surprised to hear about it, and felt kind of bad that I hadn't heard about it as of yet. And it's going away, and then I find out about it at this point. But yeah, really, really fascinating stuff, and a sad day to hear it go. Not really all that old school, never actually had the chance to play with anything that uses the old in-band signaling, so I'm going to see if I can whistle this off electronically for the first and probably the last time here. If anybody wishes to leave me a message, 206-350-2288. On the web there, plamn.afraid.org is PLA Minnesota, my site there. And with that, best of luck, and may the old N2 rest in peace.
Hey, this is Austin from Charlottesville, Virginia, and just paying my respects. Anyway, I'm going to whistle this off, but first off, I'd like to give shouts out to War, who couldn't be here because of his extraordinary long-distance bill, but he wishes his best. Anyway, let's get this recorded.
My name's Fugazi, and I want to thank Joy Bubbles for letting me know about this. I'm kind of young, and this stuff's kind of old, and I'll show you another little trick I learned from him. 863, Anarchy Rules.
Hello? Who's it there?
This is Exotel from Tampa, Florida. I'm saying goodbye to the MF systems.
Hello?
Hey.
Odd.
Hey guys, this is Kenny. I'm calling Pennsylvania. I guess this is going away real soon here. I don't know how soon. But it's about 8:11, June 7th. I just wanted to say that every Saturday night on Mark Bernay's website, which is wideweb.com/phonetrips, every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, if you go to that site, there's a link in the top right corner that says click here for online chat with other freaks. A bunch of my buddies and I have been going on there, and it'd be nice to see some new people in there. That website, again, is wideweb.com/phonetrips, wideweb.com/phonetrips, phonetrips. We'd be happy to see some old people on there, so I guess that's it. I haven't been around long enough to experience some of the stuff that you guys know. I'm pretty young compared to all of you guys. I'm actually graduating from high school on Friday. I just wanted to be part of history here. So take care, everybody. Good luck.
Yo, what's up? It's Icon of FreaksandGeeks.com. Just wanted to say goodbye to the old switch here and whatnot. And hopefully we can get some more cool stuff going on here in the near future. Unfortunately, it will not be anything like this of agent switching. And my VoIP is going crazy. So, there we go. Peace.
Oh, I'd be fucking your turn.
I don't know. This is just spammed out on Wikipedia, the number of this thing. Fortunate it was. I wouldn't have found about it. It seems the full thing is dying off, hacking these systems. If a person starts to get into it, it's kind of unfortunate, really. I don't know. Had to remove the spam Wikipedia username of the Falcon Kirtaran. Meh. Damn pity this thing dies. Just one more thing I can't do anymore. I'm Falcon Kirtaran. I don't know if my last one went through or not. It didn't seem it did. Found this on the Wikipedia spam of it, and, you know, it's a pity it all just seems to go away before a person can actually get into it. I don't know, had to take the spam out, of course, but...
Hey, this is Ponyboy from Velcore Radio, and I'm going to miss the Walwina. I really am.
Oh.
Okay, I'm only leaving this because a friend wanted me to, so,
Hi there, this is Tim from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Just wanted to say hello and pay my last respects to the N2 in Wawina, Minnesota. Hello to Joy Bubbles. I noticed that I heard you on here earlier. Just wanted to say hi. I don't know if you remember talking to me, but I've called you a couple times, most recently about Mark Kucha, and a couple times about 4ASS, and we talked about some other things. Anyways, I just wanted to say hello, and hello to Ben from Boston, and hello to Strom. I heard you on here as well. Anyways, I guess I'll stop rambling, and I'll talk to y'all later. It's too bad to see this system go. That's about it for me. Goodbye. Hi there, this is Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, calling back in again. I just can't stop calling this thing. It's quite interesting. It's a lot of memories on this particular switch. I mean, me, I'm not as old as a lot of the people that are leaving messages here, and I don't have any memories of the old style, per se. And systems like this are just about all that my generation has to reminisce and to experience what it was like to use the phone system back in the day. This system here and the other systems like the MF trunks on Staten Island, I believe it was in New York, are really the only way that we can, that people from my generation are able to interact with the manually routing calls, I guess you could call it. My father, on the other hand, has quite a few experiences and is able to reminisce about using and working on the telephone systems in the mid-80s, in 82 to 85 around there, when it was still Alberta government telephones around here. He's got quite a few memories of the typewriter testing facilities in downtown Edmonton, the step-in crossbar switches that we were using at the time. And he remembers using MF signaling and playing with the tones to control the phone systems and all that wonderful stuff. Whereas me and people that are around my age, this is what we have. This is what we have to play with is Wawina and other such systems. I first heard about the 218-488 exchange and back on what was called the SoCal Bridge. It was run by Scott back about, I think it was 2001 or 2002. Anyways, that was my first introduction to the switch. He basically said, hey, you know, you might find this interesting, play around a bit, and I did, and, well, I guess now we're here. Anyways, it's kind of sad to see this system disappear to T-Carrier, but I just want to thank Shane for dropping in on my call there, and that was nice to talk to you. I hope that everything goes well with your switch from N-Carrier to T-Carrier, and you can be assured that I'll be playing around with the system quite a bit for the next little while until the change does occur. And I guess that's about it. I'll stop rambling now.
What a great system. Fare thee well.
Wow, I can really hear the audio on this your trunk. It's really horrible right now for some reason. Anyways, this is Lucky 225 calling back in. I guess supposedly this is going to get cut over, this N2 carrier is going to get cut over sometime around June 12th. Just wanted to contribute a couple numbers on this switch, on this 218-488 exchange. $13.99 will actually get you a dial tone. I saw a couple posts on the BinRev forums over there at binrev.com/forums. People had found the number and they were wondering what the dial tone is. It's actually, that's a step-by-step switch. You can get other extensions on that switch there. There's a
couple other phone numbers on here. 9100 through 9103 are some test numbers, mainly type 102 tests. And there was a, on 9103, it's an answer supervision test. Sends a couple 2600 hertz winks. It's kind of interesting. I was wondering if anyone else had any test numbers on this switch, or was particularly interested if there's a loop set up on the switch, or a conference bridge. That would be that'd be kind of nice if there was a conference set up on here that we could all talk on before the N2 goes away. It would be nice to have a conference on the switch where we'd all be talking over the N2 carrier. Maybe someone will set one up. I don't know. Shane or Bob, maybe one of them could put a conference up before this goes away. I'd really appreciate that if we had a chance to talk on the conference on the switch. But anyways, if you guys have any other phone numbers on the switch, anything interesting, please let me know. Lucky225 on AIM, or Lucky225 at 2600.com, or just leave a message here on the board. Really sad to see this old analog inbound trunk go away, but oh well.
Yo, 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 what up? Silence here. Anyways, saying goodbye to the N2 carrier. Man, wish I could whistle off and have a stuffy nose right now. I don't feel like it. Pitiful. Anyways, you can reach me at 248-724-0111. Peace.
Hello, this is calling from my regular POTS phone line here in Louisville, Kentucky, served by Bell South, and I'm just calling to see what it sounds like on this system that has lots of background noise on it. And I do not know why. All of a sudden it just got some background noise. I'll probably have to ask Shane about that or ask the list or something. Wanted to mention a couple of things. First of all, I have created some recordings, some actual from the phone recordings, but they are from a VoIP provider, so they're digital in quality, of the system calling the time and temperature lines when it was working properly, i.e. no background noise. And I've created several recordings of the two time and temperature lines, which, by the way, are 8463 does not supervise, and 8464 does supervise. The supervision test on 9103, I believe it is. The loop around, I called the milliwatt on 9109, and I called 2600 to get the intercept recording, which if you have not heard Walina's intercept recording, you absolutely have to hear it. It is an intercept recording to end all intercept recordings. So, like, 218-488-2600 is currently an invalid number, so call that, and if you haven't heard it, you've got to hear it. Anyway, I recorded all those this morning while the system was in its current mode of putting lots of noise on phone calls, especially on the on-hook or unsupervised portion of the call. So if anybody wants those, let me know. I will probably go ahead and put them up on my website, and once that happens, I will either call back here or get on the collector's net list and give people the URL to where they all are. I've got to do some editing first. Also, I wanted to tell whoever it was that was wanting a conference bridge, yes, that would be a good idea, and conveniently enough, the number 488-2663 for CONF is not in use right now. That gets you to an intercept. And since they have an asterisk system there, it shouldn't be any big deal to actually put in a conference bridge. Now, whether they will or not, I don't know. But that would be kind of cool for people to be able to talk to each other over this old equipment before it dies, before it gets cut over, which from what I've heard is very imminent, you know, that this stuff isn't going to be around for much longer. Also, somebody was talking about the chat with other phone freaks on the wideweb.com/phonetrips site. Unfortunately, I cannot use that. You all probably don't know this, but I'm a blind person, and I use a screen reader to help me to read the screen to me, and the chat environment, excuse me for that, excuse me again, is, I guess, Java-based or something like that, so I cannot use that. My screen reader just won't do that for me. I'd love to. I'd love to be able to chat with other phone freaks from, today and yesterday, but I can't do it. I don't know if there are any MUDs or IRC channels where people like that hang out or any mailing lists. I used to be a member of the Central Office Yahoo group, but I'm not anymore because I had to change email addresses and never did get around to signing back up. Anyway, I think that's all I've got to say for now, so I'm going to go ahead and hang up the conventional way, and we'll be talking to you guys later. Goodbye for now. By the way, I'm going to go ahead and timestamp. Today is Friday, June 9th, 2006. It is 5:31 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Okay, goodbye.
If it was pots, you couldn't make a long-distance call out of Kentucky, so...
Well, it was great while it lasted. Good to hear the old N2 up again. You're going to be missed.
Hello, this is Tesset from Ohio, calling from a Western Electric 500DM. I'm going to whistle this thing off fairly well. Test that again. I'm going to try that one more time. Didn't think it worked. Hold on.
Hi, my name is McGregor, and it's a shame to hear the loss of the analog trunks. It's a shame.
Hi, this is number 6 calling from the UK. I'm very pleased to be here, but unfortunately, N2 carriers go in, so... See you on the other side. Bye-bye.
And we're about to try to whistle off this here phone. So I'm going to let Toko Bob take it first.
Why me?
I get shy. Let's see. Still there? Try this again. Maybe not. Your turn, funny boy.
Well, hello again. This is Telephone World, www.dmine.com/phworld. I was just calling to see what the status of the N2 carrier was. Timestamp is June the 10th at 2 p.m. Eastern, and it looks like it's still up. It had problems last night, it appeared. Either the trunks were full or there was something wrong, because on-hook condition, as others like Jason Smith had mentioned, is that it is extremely noisy. I'm assuming that's the 2600 coming back towards us, but highly muted. But once it goes on hook, it sounds fairly normal and fairly quiet. All right, just checking to see what the status was. Shane said that they had problems getting the T1 carrier up, but they'll try again this coming week. So check this out again just to see what's going on with it. I listened to the messages on 1307, and it's over an hour and 15 minutes now. It's just amazing how many people have called here. Captain Crunch, Mark Bernay, Joy Bubbles, people like that. I wonder if Evan Dorbell knows about this. I'll have to see if I can get in touch with him and let him know. But just definitely just one of the fun things of N2 carrier. Oh, as others have mentioned, as far as Blue Box and this is concerned, It is 7 digits. You don't need KP. You don't need the start. Just dial straight 7 digits. Very odd that way. I'm surprised that way, but I tested myself and it does work. So, happy blue boxing for the last day or two. Have fun. Bye.
Hi, this is in Millington, Michigan. What I've done for this call is to call through an ON2 carrier system, which I have set up from one end of my basement to the other. I'm talking through an XY switch through a channel of the ON2 carrier, and then through a Western Electric, Northern Electric step-by-step switch, then over the public switch telephone network, then through the N2 carrier on your end. And thought it'd be kind of interesting to have a call that was passing through both an ON2 system utilizing its out-of-band 3,700 cycle signaling, and then to the N2 system with its 2,600 hertz SF signaling. And thought that would be kind of an interesting thing, and just wanted to make that call. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hey, what's up? It's Silence here. Check out this new BBS. It's a new bulletin board system that was just set up. It's area code 425-606-3124 or 360-226-6765 or 253-397-1224. They all go into the same system. Anybody can get on there at any time. It has a bulletin board system. It has a voicemail system. And all fellow freakers are welcome there. Peace.
Hello from Andrew in Newfoundland, Canada. Nice dash only hear some of the sounds of the gnolls. In band swing gnoll chunk, so it'd be as the end of everything comes. Just like the 718 extender. Alright, bye.
Hey, what's up everyone? This is Royal from Massachusetts. Didn't hear about this dying, nor about this bulletin board system to record on until a little close to the last minute, but here I am to leave a message. It's definitely a sad thing to hear about this. I am from Massachusetts. I didn't realize there were quite a few people from Massachusetts as well, other than a few select people that I already know. But yeah, it's definitely sad to see this go. This is definitely the last one that we know of, unless miraculously we find another one. So that's it. No more switches that use in-band signaling. If anyone that knows me and trying to get a hold of me, it's voicemail is 781-382-6245. That's 781-382-MAIL, M-A-I-L. Or if you want to leave me a message in my laser, it's 206-600-0674, or it's anonymousroyal@gmail.com. And about 3 more days till this goes. Happy trails.
Hi, my name is calling in from the 301 NPA up here in Silver Spring, Maryland. Heard about this on the Binrad forums, and wow, I didn't even know these things were still around. So, anywho, what I'm done, I'm going to try to whistle off my first line. I kind of missed all this stuff. I'm still in high school, so I just want to thank everyone that has phone trips up on their site, because I've listened to hours of it, and it is so awesome to hear the beauty, the truly beauty of the old Bell system. It's like it was alive. So, anywho, if anyone has any stories or recordings or stuff they'd like to share, go ahead and drop me a line at email.light@gisandgreenmail.com. I'd absolutely love to hear any kind of old-time freaking stories or recordings you might have. So, with that said, here's to the Walwina N2. She was truly a thing of beauty. Shame she couldn't stay up longer for more people to enjoy. So may she rest in peace. And with that said, I'm going to try to whistle off now.
You're in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm going to try to whistle this thing off with feedback from my cordless phone.
Okay, this is New Bell here. One more time before she goes down. I actually had a real tough time getting in. I had to try 2-3 times, and the background noise was horrible. It's still kind of bad. But I'm going to try here to make a fool of myself on the recording and see if I can whistle this off without using anything but just blowing. Let's see if I can do this here. If I can, goodbye and farewell to the N2, and if I can't, I guess I'll end up seeing it again.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Royal from Massachusetts. If you could leave another message on here, because my other one didn't come in very well. I'm on a payphone at the current moment. Fortunately, I don't have a choice at the moment right now. But I want to say goodbye once again to this N2 carrier. It's too bad it's being switched over to T1, because it's very hard nowadays to find an analog switch, and nothing is in band anymore. But if I want to say goodbye, it's definitely going to be a sad day when this goes. I don't know. I'll go ahead and meet my contact info out here. I am another phone freak from Massachusetts. I know a lot of people out here left their info out here, so I'll leave mine. It's voicemail is 781-382-MAIL, M-A-I-L. Again, that's 781-382-6245. Anyone's welcome to leave me a message there. Otherwise, you can leave it in laser voicemail box 206-600-0674. Email is anonymousroyal@gmail.com. The word anonymous, the word royal, all together, @gmail.com. And I guess, two more days. We have 2 more days until this is gone. That address.
So that's just some of the messages. There's a lot more out there, actually. It's about 2.5 hours worth. But that's going to be it for now. I mean, if we ever do another show, I might just pop the other half of the board on there, because I think I roughed it. But there's some more people on there, and there's more interesting things. But it just gave you the song tonight you've actually heard before was on the messages, so I think it was very apropos just to post it as the outro. So, this is Black Ratchet, and technically I won't see you, but Stank Dog will see you same tack time hack channel.
It's a world of numbers, a world of phones. It's a place we play when we're all alone. Every phone company thrives all the days of our life. It's a phone world after all. You can always get one more fill, more box, if you want to stand on your own soapbox. If you have lots to say and there's no other way, it's a phone world after all. 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 It's a phone world. Oh, we had graffiti and e-voice too. When they went away, oh, we felt so blue. But for us who are blind, there's more numbers to find. It's a phone world after all. Oh, we love those numbers and area codes, and we quick repeat what we've just been told. Until long distance ends, we don't need real friends. It's a phone world after all. phone world after all. It's a phone world after all. It's a phone world after all. It's a phone world.